ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, the government has unveiled a new draft policy that could lead to tighter regulation of journalists and the media. The government says the policy is designed to improve democracy and support PNG's development as a nation. But some people in the industry have their doubts. Marion Farr spoke with senior PNG journalist and media expert Scott Wade about the policy, which includes establishing a new PNG Media Council that will have regulatory powers under the Lord.
The Media Council has been, I guess, the ad hoc representative body for media organizations in Papua New Guinea. In its present form, it really doesn't have the means to regulate as the government would like. And I think the intention of this current policy paper is to give the Media Council teeth so that it can regulate the industry. And that is all on paper, and it's bound to get a whole heap of responses from media organizations and journalists and other media practitioners themselves. The intention is quite vague, in my view, in that it talks about legislative changes and, you know, some sort of regulation that's imposed or carried out by the Media Council. Now, the form in which the legislation is going to be presented in Parliament is a whole different matter. We haven't had the benefit of seeing that legislation, or at least a draft of that legislation. So that is a whole different animal that we would like to see. I mean, personally, I would like to see that the form of that legislation, how it will turn out and what kind of provisions will be in that legislation.
In the policy paper, it talks about giving the Media Council regulatory powers to increase, I guess, some press freedom in PNG. In an ideal world, what sort of powers would you like to see the body have so that it could deliver that mandate of improving press and media freedom in PNG?
Yeah, I'd like to see the Media Council be allowed that freedom to operate and be armed, at least in terms of resources, to protect journalists. That's our biggest concern. Our biggest concern is not exactly the regulation of journalists and media houses. It's the protection of journalists, which we don't really have at the moment. So for instance, in my case, when I was suspended, it was only due to public pressure that forced the government and forced the powers that were to have me reinstated. And it was the same with the current president of the Media Council, Neville Choi, who was then head of news for MTV. It was only because of public pressure that allowed him to be returned, to be reinstated to his job. So if there is to be changes, there has to be more protection for journalists in terms of an organization or something that has the means to source legal help to support journalists. That is the, I guess, priority number one. A regulation or any form of regulation will be, I guess, in the long term detrimental to overall to the overall journalism media landscape in Papua New Guinea. You know, other people may disagree with me. And the other thing is the emphasis on training has to be in that media policy, because we have a decline in journalism standards in Papua New Guinea, and it's primarily because of the kind of training and the kind of funding that universities get. And when you have a lack of resources in universities, you have badly trained journalists coming into the industry. I note that the other thing that's mentioned in the policy is accreditation. Now, accreditation and licensing, from the outset, it may look like a noble effort by the government to improve standards, but from within the industry, it looks like a means to control individual journalists, because it'll be easier to de-license somebody who's said something that people don't like.
Yeah, I was interested in that part of the policy, and I wonder how it could be applied to social media, given that so much news and information is disseminated by just members of the public through social media in PNG.
Yeah, that's how are you going to regulate social media content producers? Are you going to license them as well? So will there be several categories of licensing? That is a question that I guess the Minister for Communications needs to answer.
Now, one other thing mentioned in this policy is the aim to increase media diversity in PNG. I'm wondering what your thoughts are. Is media diversity a big issue in Papua New Guinea? And if so, where does the attention need to be focused to kind of improve representation?
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. I mean, who's influencing that part of media diversity, that clause in the draft policy. As far as I am concerned, the media is as diverse as it can be in a country like ours. So from my perspective, I don't see a problem with media diversity. I guess the inclusion of people with special needs is a concern, and it always has been a concern for me, because whenever I've run media trainings, we've always had this difficulty of getting people with special needs into these trainings, and then trying to bridge that understanding between media practitioners and that community.